Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
Suncloud mix for the next few days with hot temperatures. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. Peterborough police are not commenting on an SIU investigation into sexual assault allegation. The provincial oversight body opened the investigation April 24th. Police are not saying the status of the member. A major investment into nuclear power generation could yield massive positive results for the Elderville First Nation. $700 million by several Ontario First Nations in the new small modular reactor project at Darlington may produce jobs, training opportunities, and community benefits. Chief Tanner Simpson of the Alderville First Nation says his community widely supports this investment.
And then there's the, as you said, the job opportunities, the construction opportunities. And then there's the financial benefit that's going to come to our members through nation building. This is something that we are going to take a look at, but we feel that we have a model moving forward with how the revenue will be shared within the community.
The First Nations could own up to 20% of the SMR project. This partnership could lead to further investment in the nuclear power industry. The Ontario Health Team of Northumberland is celebrating a milestone in improving local access to primary care with the clearing of its Priority Healthcare Connect waitlist of residents registered as of January 1, 2025. The announcement also says that local organizations have secured provincial funding to establish and expand interdisciplinary healthcare teams to increase residents' access to team-based care. Northumberland County is hosting a public information session tonight in Hastings regarding the upcoming Killoran Creek Culvert Replacement Project on County Road 25. The project will involve removing the existing culvert and installing new infrastructure. Construction will require road delays and traffic detours. The information session starts at 6 at the Hastings Library. In sports, the Jays are on the West Coast to play the Mariners tomorrow. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
Oh my gosh, we have so much junk in the garage. I'm going to have to give that guy Ed a call.
Yeah, and make sure he takes all that junk at the side of the house too.
What do you say?
Call him up now, he'll take it away.
Call Ed's Junk Removal.
When you're in doubt,
let Ed's Junk Removal clear it all out.
Call 905-924-JUNK, edsjunk.co.
If you're a local business looking to grow, this message is for you. Katz Media Port Hope is now Katz Marketing, a trusted local team with over 40 years of experience helping businesses stand out. Katz can handle everything from website design and Google Ads to commercial printing and large format trade show walls, banners, and outdoor signage. If you're serious about growing your business, now's the time. Visit katzmc.ca or call 905-885-9998 to start the conversation. Katz Marketing, built for what's next.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast from Environment Canada for Northumberland County. A mix of sun and cloud with showers possible for today, tomorrow, and Saturday with highs around 32. Turn to Northumberland89.7.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.